Translation and Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. As fire in the forest immediately burns to ashes an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burnt to ashes the created demon to protect the Lord's devotee. So if you repeat after me, as fire in the forest immediately burns, to ashes, an angry snake, so by the previous order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, His disc, the Sudarshan Chakra, immediately burnt to ashes, the created demon, to protect the Lord's devotee. Purport. As a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish, although in such danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. He was fixed in understanding, and it was certain that he simply was thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of his heart. A devotee is never fearful of his death, for he meditates on the Supreme Personality of Godhead always, not for any material profit, but as his duty. The Lord, however, knows how to protect his devotee, as indicated in the words, Pragdistam. The Lord knew everything. Therefore, before anything happened, he had already arranged his chakra to protect Maharaj Ambarish. This protection is offered to a devotee even from the very beginning of his devotional service. Kunteya pratyanti name bhakta pranasyati. Bhagavad Gita 9:31. If one simply begins devotional service, he is immediately protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 18:66. Aham tavam sarva papyo moksha yis yami. Protection begins immediately. The Lord is so kind and merciful that He gives the devotee proper guidance and all protection, and thus the devotee is very peacefully makes solid progress in Krishna consciousness. Excuse me. Without outward disturbances. A serpent may be very angry and ready to bite, but the furious snake is helpless when faced by a blazing fire in the forest. Although an enemy of a devotee may be very strong, he is compared to an angry serpent before the fire of devotional service. Om Adhyanatim Marandasya Jananjana Salakeya Chakshur Unmilatam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Taitanya Manopistam Sitapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Datati Savapatantikam Vancha Kopa Trupiascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Patitanam Pavanabeyo Vaishnavabeyo Namo Namaha. So, excuse me, I'm a bit nervous, but I was doing a catch-up on this chapter. I'm usually playing in the toilets at this time, so what to do? But anyway, this is a very wonderful chapter, and we learn about the qualities of Ambarish Maharaj, and how he is been empowered. He's been given so many opulences. He's somehow given up attachment, even though living an opulent life. He's given attachment, it says here. He's given up all the attachment to household affairs, wives, children, friends and relatives, and even to the best of elephants, the most beautiful chariots, horses, inexhaustible jewels and ornaments, garments, and an inexhaustible treasury. He gave up attachment to all of them, regarding them as temporary and material. So, in spiritual life, what is the most wonderful thing? Is we start to learn that that those things that we used to regard as important in our lives become no more than toys. They have no more attraction. You know, in the Bhagavad Gita 2:59, it talks about that though the taste for sense objects is still there, by experience a higher taste, We put away these things. We can give them up without thinking because they're no longer attractive to us. You know, like a child gives up old toys. They're just useless, and there's a sort of this process of spirituality, you could call it, that one must become from a child to an adult. That one must learn responsibility and the real responsibility to the nature of the self, which means service, serving everyone and any way we can, but in such a way that actually it's to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So to Vasamuni, he's known for his hot temperament, or that we have to be very careful with this great sage, somehow empowered by the Supreme Lord, and he causes all sorts of disturbances, so people are a bit fearful of him. But somehow King Ambarish, he didn't have that fear. He was completely fixed in his position. And when this demon was conjured up by Devasamuni, in just from a couple of hairs on his head, to seek his revenge on him having broken, in his Devasamuni's eyes, broken the fast that he'd in somehow way eaten before he'd kept his promise to him, somehow he was completely fixed, steady. He had no fear. And so Prabhupada mentions in this purport that the devotee, the pure devotee, who's fixed in his consciousness, is never concerned about these external things, the demoniac ways of this world. Because actually The demoniac ways of this world are to do with our consciousness. You know, it's the significance that we give to these things. So, he was an amazing Prabhupada. He gives the account that somehow we have to tolerate these things that happen to us. Now, just looking at the purport, and these, he talks about as the fire immediately burns to ashes and angry snakes. Now, there are many angry snakes in this world. And most of you who live out in this world, you know, you encounter all sorts of personalities. And you can say nothing, and yet you can be somebody's enemy. Because they know what you're thinking. You know, it's very, very difficult. And I remember my 30 years in engineering, that one encounters different personalities, and they're all under the modes of material nature. They're not as they think, under their own control. They're being controlled by their desires, which are under the modes of material nature, goodness, passion, and ignorance. And consequently, we have many different life forms in this world, subject to the modes of material nature. So, likewise, such a sage like Devasamuni, you know, he immediately looked on the dark side of Ambarish Maharaj. You know, he didn't ask the question, why have you broken your fast? You know, it appears to me that you've broken your fast. Immediately anger came. And this is false prestige, isn't it? This is the thing that will defeat any devotee, actually, if we're not careful. Because in the process of time, that if we're not careful, we become proud of what, you know, may be a so-called talent. But we have to be very careful, because Krishna says, I am the ability in man. And so if we understand that Krishna says that I am the ability in man, I give the ability, you know, how can we be proud? And then Prabhupada says, you should not be proud of borrowed feathers. You know, that our body, it comes from God. It's given by God. And based on our desires. And that somehow or other we get proud of our abilities, whatever they are. But actually, we're but an instrument for a service, if we did but know it. That we could have real happiness if we understood this. But pride, it just gives us this anxiety. It gives us this horrible position where we feel anxious for our position, or that we start to compare other people and we start to criticize other people. And as Devasamuni found himself really in trouble, because then the Sudarshan Chakra, which had been given to King Ambarish for his exemplary devotional service by the Supreme Lord, it was given to him as a sort of a weapon, but he didn't know he had, sort of thing. It was there. The Supreme Lord had blessed him. So what blessings have we been given in protection? So we should understand that they are there, and that in devotional service we're given protection. So Prabhupada, in his purport, he says, a pure devotee, Maharaj Ambarish, although in danger, did not move an inch from his position, nor did he request the Supreme Personality of Godhead to give him protection. He was fixed in understanding. That's a really powerful statement. He's fixed in his understanding. And he says, what is it? Tasham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam tadati buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyanti te. He says, to those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give understanding by which they come to me. And so it is devotional service that is protection, actually. And also says in Bhagavad Gita, doesn't it? Keep all abominable activities away by devotional service. And Sri Sri Radha Gokul Nandaki Jai, Sri Sri Gornitai Ki Jai, Sri Sri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai. So he was fixed in his understanding, and that understanding also came from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but it was initiated, it was encouraged by his pure devotional service, his sincere devotional service. He was fixed in understanding, and it was certain he was simply thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the core of his heart. So, it's an interesting thing. Krishna says, always think of me. So many times in the Bhagavad Gita, always think of me. And it's not without reason. Because what's the alternative to thinking about Krishna? Tell me, somebody. What's the alternative? Yes. Sorry? To see what, well, ourselves, did you say? Yeah, ourselves. Yeah, that's the alternative. And it's actually, if you think about it, it's not a very good alternative, is it, to think about ourselves? Because Krishna's always blissful. There are amazing pastimes. He's our supreme friend, our well-wisher at all times, and he's God. Whatever he says is the truth. You can have no doubt. And so, to think of Krishna, we can, it's like association. Whatever we think of, actually, is either good or bad association. We can think that about how bad we are, and all the sins we've created or done in the past that have come from our desire, and difficulties that we've caused others in our life. We can consider these things, but only in such a way that we should want to not do it again. That there should be some sort of repentance. And I just read you, and it's a nice, it's from the first canto, chapter 19, the last chapter in the first canto, text 1. Now, this is Maharaj Parikshit. He's returned from having put a snake round a sage's neck, who is deep in meditation and ignoring his request for water. And it says, Suta Goswami said, while returning home, King Maharaj Parikshit felt that the act he had committed against the faultless and powerful Brahman was heinous and uncivilized. Consequently, he was distressed. He regretted his action of putting a dead snake round the sage's neck. And so Prabhupada explains in the purport of this, very beautiful purport. The pious king regretted his accidental improper treatment of the powerful Brahmana, who was faultless. Such repentance is natural for a good man like a king, and such repentance delivers a devotee from all kinds of sins accidentally committed. The devotees are naturally faultless. Accidental sins are committed by a devotee, but are sincerely regretted, and by the grace of the Lord, all the sins unwillingly committed by a devotee are burnt in the fire of repentance. So we have a chakra within ourselves that burns our own sins. And it's the fire of repentance. We become purified by it. And actually, you know, I don't know how many times it happens to me, but this little thing, pride, it triggers something. It's a trap. You know, somehow if we feel that we're superior in some way to somebody else, it comes out, and it did the other day for me. And it was an exchange, and I didn't accept what the person had said. You know, and because I thought I knew better. And this person, they were very upset, actually. Just, you know, it's the tone of the voice, condescending attitude, you know, all these things. And they spoke to a senior devotee and said, you know, that they were deeply upset about what had happened. And, you know, this senior devotee came to me and he spoke to me about this. And he said, "Do you know what you said? Do you know how you said it?" And he says, "Just think about it." You know, and this is perfect, actually. You see, the devotees are perfect. They'll help us. They'll correct us. They'll guide us. And so, you know, when you realize you've done something wrong, it's like falling into a hole for me. You know, the severe embarrassment, the humiliation of being told you've done something wrong. But it's good. Because it's like fire. It's burning. You don't want to get burnt again. You know, the child, you know, it should learn by its mistakes. But somehow or other, this child, though he's 65 now, still making mistakes like a child. You know, so much to learn. Because no matter what position you're in, Krishna will show what should be a so-called blessing, the blessing of age and wisdom, is still not there. It's not there. And so Devasa Muni, such a great sage, he had to realize his own error by this Sudarshan Chakra, which you'll find out will continue to chase him. And he first went to demigods and he said, "Look, they said there's nothing we can do, you know. Offended a devotee of the Lord, you have to go to Vishnu." And he's an impersonalist, you know, it seems. He worships the effulgence of the Supreme, not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is interesting aspect. I don't really know too much about Devasa Muni. So there's some, but they say this impersonal meditation, the heart can go hard. You know, we come away from persons, it's just selfishness, actually. It's to rid ourselves of the material existence in such a way that I want liberation and I'm going for it, but I don't want contact with humans anymore because that means pain. But actually, what we understand from devotional life, it also means ecstasy in spirituality. And so this fight, all the sins unwillingly committed by devotees are destroyed by the fire of repentance. So, but the thing is, if we're really proud, Krishna won't give us this fire because we won't admit it. And then that's an unfortunate situation because there can be no lesson to be learned. The lesson, the class lesson fails. And so, you know, it's just to be regretted that actually devotional life, as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati says here, it's very, very interesting. It says, those favored by God find their paths beset by thorns. So, if you find your path beset by thorns, you're being favored. You know, it's an interesting aspect of devotional life. That, you know, you've got people like Jesus. My goodness, how he suffered. Or so-called suffered. Shaktivesh Avatar. You know. But, you know, he was perfect. So, if you think in your devotional life you're not going to suffer, then you might be in for a little lesson, you know, because actually you'd learn that then that this world is full of suffering and that there's difficulties. And also he says, there is no peace or happiness in our worldly life. Circumstances create turmoil and annoyance. He says, the nature of this world is going to be turmoil and annoyance. So, if we think devotional life will all of a sudden take us from this, this place of dukkhalyam, it's not quite like that. But our consciousness will take us away. Because we can see by the example King Ambarish, he was fixed. He didn't even ask for the protection, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You know, like Prahlad Maharaj. Just amazing devotees. But there was somebody who called the Supreme Lord. You know, in the case of Prahlad Maharaj, he's a pure devotee, and Krishna always comes when he's called by a pure devotee. And to me, it's a most strange thing, because Hiranyakashipu was actually a pure devotee in a body of a demon. And he said, show yourself. If you're there, show yourself. So this is the call of a pure devotee. It's just another way that Krishna was called. But he was called by a pure devotee who was in a demon's body. Such strange things happen in this Bhagavatam. But it doesn't mean to say we shouldn't call for him, because we aren't maybe on that platform. You know, we should call out. We do need help. And there's a prayer that Mother Kalangana says that we should pray for the Lord's mercy continuously and forgive our sins continuously. But there's another one too here, another quote from Bhaktisiddhanta. It says, chant the Maha Mantra loudly and with attachment. This will drive away all inertia, you know, laziness, worldly evils, and pests. People can pester you, or other living entities can pester you. And so we chant the Maha Mantra loudly. But there's another side to the Maha Mantra that's chanted loudly. It's mercy. It's the mercy that's given out. When the Harinams go out on the streets, we chant the Maha Mantra loudly. And actually, there's a quote too, where Prabhupada was asked, you know, how should we sing this Maha Mantra? Well, in what way should we sing it so that the people will be attracted? And Prabhupada answered a question in such a way that he said, actually, it's not for attracting them, but you should be chanting to please Krishna. Then everything else will follow. So interesting, isn't it? It's not the way we sing. It's not the ability or a certain tune or anything like that. It's the sincere trying to give pleasure to Krishna with this Harinam Sankirtan, this congregational chanting of the holy names. That is the real crux. It's the consciousness in this Maha Mantra that will save us. So, it's 8:30. Maybe, I don't know, I've not really gone through the purport too much. Is there any point anybody like to raise? Maybe on what I've said so far. But he quotes, Prabhupada quotes this, that my devotee never, he quotes that verse from the Bhagavad Gita, my devotee never falls down, because he's rightly situated in his determination, and he will eventually become pure, purified. So we should understand that, and within ourselves, we should not only be tolerant of others, we should be tolerant of ourselves. You know, it seems an unusual thing to say, but it's not a place of lamentation. Yes, we make mistakes, but to lament is in the mode of ignorance, actually. Because it means, it shows a lack of faith in what Krishna's saying. He says, you surrender to me, all sinful reactions will be destroyed. And that's the verse he quotes here from the Bhagavad Gita. We have to trust in this, you know, what is being said there. So it's a matter of faith. And so he's really convinced of the protection of the Lord. He's fixed in his understanding, and it is certain that he was simply thinking of the Supreme Lord in the core of his heart. So this is our protection. Devotional service is our protection, and thinking of Krishna is our protection at all times. Okay. Okay, any questions, comments?